The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 13th chapter. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace to you all from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior. Amen. Let us pray. Good and gracious Lord, may the words from my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you as we go about our day, this week, and always. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. A friend and I were talking about our kids crossing the street. I explained that our kids are not yet trained enough on how to cross the street without supervision. She agreed, saying she watched a little one running across the street, stop in the middle of it, look both ways, and continue running to the other side. She confirmed that our children are not yet able to discern the real dangers that lurk in this world and are lured by their endpoint to make wrong decisions. Living on base, we have a no convoy sign in our neighborhood. It being a joint base, there are Army tactical vehicles that are on base that train. And even though that sign exists, people still ignore it and drive their heavy, oversized war vehicles through there. My friend shared that she ran outside to confront the lead driver of the convoy one day by knocking on his window and reminding him that what he was doing was illegal and it was putting the children in danger. "I am just following what my troop commander told me to do," he quipped. "Well, your troop commander is wrong," she replied. Upon telling her husband what she did, he noted how courageous she was to have confronted the evil that put the neighborhood children in danger. She said, "Well, I am a mom. Nobody gets between me and my children. I don't care how old they are." Her child is 17. I think she was looking out for others as well, because she would not want anything to happen to her child, so she loved her neighbors as herself when she confronted the evil that lurked and put them in danger. That same courage and protection is what Jesus offers us as he uses the image of a hen wanting to gather and protect her brood under her wings. A most unusual image and not very glamorous compared to the eagle images used for God elsewhere and sung in our opening hymn and found in the Hebrew scriptures. Some wonder why Jesus would use a feminine metaphor to describe himself. Others celebrate the fact that God is not captured by one gender but can be imagined to be all genders. Having a feminine metaphor is a helpful image among all the male-dominated images when we think about what scripture tells us and that we are all made in the image of God. To imagine Jesus as a hen and its significance, we must understand the hen. A mother hen will alarm her chicks that danger is present. She also puts herself between her chicks and the danger in order to save them. She will even choose to die for them so that they may live. In times of danger, she draws her chicks to her to hide and protect them under her wings, where they remain quiet and still during the time of danger. Jesus, like a mother hen, alerts us to the dangers present. He calls Herod of Antipas, son of Herod the Great, who massacred infants, a fox. As he killed John the Baptist and is despised by the Jews as a Roman collaborator. Though Herod might be sly and cunning, the fox is no match for a mother hen who, out of her fierce love, will do anything, even sacrifice her own body to save her children. There is a 1562 painting by Franz Floris called Allegory of the Trinity in the Louvre in Paris. The painting depicts God, the Father, and the dove of the Holy Spirit attending Christ, whose arms extended on the cross are superimposed upon immense wings under which all the faithful are gathered. Scholar Dirk Lange explains, "This good intent of God to gather all people under her wings is contrasted to the self-centered, inward-looking obsession of those in power. The context of this text is in a particular political context where the intentions of the rulers do not seek the good or best for all, but only for their own gain. Jesus warned against this political threat. Rather than ignoring it, he speaks directly to the crisis, naming Herod as a fox, sly and cunning and living off the death of the unsuspecting meek. Jesus, described as a mothering hen, longs to gather her meek chicks under her protective and forgiving wings, as they are unable to discern the real dangers that lurk in this world and are lured by their endpoint to make wrong decisions. In this text, the chicks are placing their trust in political rulers and in the armies, all those things that center our attention upon our own worth and ability. In contradiction, the psalmist cries, "Teach me your own way, O Lord." The Pharisees, a lay movement which advocated strict separation from others and a rigorous adherence to both the written and oral Torah, warns Jesus should get away from there because Herod wants to kill him. Jesus, like a mothering hen wanting to gather her children under her protective wings, is undeterred, setting his face on Jerusalem and the cross. Knowing the impending dangers of the city that kills prophets, he explains to the Pharisees that he is casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day he will finish his work. That is, his being raised from the dead after his crucifixion to bring peace to those who have turned away from him, abandoned, betrayed, and denied him. Rather than being thwarted in his ministry to welcome those afflicted by any disease, physical, spiritual, or mental, Jesus follows the way of the cross, calling those to repentance who abuse or misuse their power to the detriment of others, and continues his journey to Jerusalem, knowing it is a city that kills prophets. Jesus is courageous and protective, like a mothering hen, lamenting her inability to gather all of Jerusalem under her wings to protect them from the unknown dangers that lurk from choices they are making. In our own history of anti-Semitism, Luther's own anti-Semitic rants toward the end of his life, which the ELCA and I disavow, and current anti-Semitic and anti-Islamic proliferation, we must be aware that Jesus is longing to gather all of Jerusalem under his wings, so they may be protected from the unknown dangers that lurk in this world, and that he continues to love all of Jerusalem, us and the world that rejects him from the cross, offering new life in him through his death and resurrection, through the forgiveness of sin. Rather than seeing this text as a text against a particular group of people, we might do well to do some inward reflection to see how we tend to live in ways that deny the way of the cross or uplifting of the truth through our avoidance, denial, distraction, or desire to hold on to or grab power by justifying a means to an end in our personal, public, and communal life together. It is in this season of Lent that we are called to turn back to God, to confess that we too are lured by those sly foxes that seek to devour us. Fear, apathy, bigotry, desire for power, not wanting things to change due to comfort, pointing out the sin of others without noticing the log in one's own eye. Desire to take the easy road instead of the way of the cross. Hopelessness, disappointment, you name it. Countless predators lurk in the world and within ourselves. And like the child who ran across the street, stopped in the middle of it to look both ways and continued running, it is difficult for us to discern the real dangers that lurk in this world. And we too are lured by their endpoint, or our endpoint, to make wrong decisions on account of our fallen humanity. Left to our own devices, these sly foxes will devour us. As we do not have the power or will to outrun them. So instead, may God give us all faith to focus on and trust Jesus, who runs toward us with mothering wings, outstretched on the cross, to cover us from danger and death, giving us shelter, protection, and new life in Him. Thanks be to God. Amen.